And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of Jim Harrison, born in Grayling, Michigan, 1937. Grew up in a big family of people who liked to read. A happy childhood until he was 7 years old, playing with a friend who cut his face with a piece of a glass beaker, and he went blind in his left eye. He said, "Ever since I was seven and had my eye put out, I'd turn for solace to rivers, rain, trees, birds, lakes, animals." He was a devout child and said, "I finally realized that writing had absorbed the transference of all my religious impulses at age 16. Up to 16, I wanted to be a preacher. And then one day, I did a whirlwind. I jumped from Jesus to John Keats in 3 days. Set out to be a poet, went to Michigan State, published his first book of poetry, Plain Song, got a job teaching in New York. Didn't care for the East Coast or for teaching, moved back to Michigan, wrote some more poetry. He said, "I figured out that my main obsession is freedom, and if I didn't have the freedom of close access to the natural world, I wasn't going to survive." His friend Thomas McGuane told him he ought to try writing a novel. He tried. It didn't do that well. But in 1979, he came out with Legends of the Fall, 3 novellas in 1 book. Sold well, made him famous. And he's written novels ever since. His most recent, The English Major, last year, and his 12th book of poetry earlier this year, In Search of Small Gods. And it's the birthday of his friend and the writer who encouraged him to write novels, Thomas McGuane, born in Wyandotte, Michigan, 1939. Lives on a ranch in Montana, raises cutting horses, runs cattle, writes books. Thomas McGuane, who said literature can carry the consciousness of human times and social life better than anything else. Look at the movies of the 20s. Watch the Murrow broadcasts. You can't recognize any of the people. Now read Fitzgerald. And that's it. That's the truth of the times. Somebody has to be committed to the idea of truth. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Jim Harrison, entitled Searchers. At dawn, Warren is on my bed, a ragged lump of fur, listening to the birds as if deciding whether or not to catch one. He has an old man's mimsy delusion. A rabbit runs across the yard, and he walks after it, thinking he might close the widening distance, just as when I followed a lovely woman on Boulevard Montparnasse, but couldn't equal her rapid pace, the click-click of her shoes moving into the distance, turning the final corner. But when I turned the corner, she had disappeared, and I looked up into the trees, thinking she might have climbed one. When I was young, a country girl would climb a tree and throw apples down at my upturned face. Warren and I are both searchers. He's looking for his dead sister, Shirley, and I'm wondering about my brother John, who left the earth on this voyage all living creatures take. Both cat and man are bathed in pleasant insignificance, their eyes fixed on birds and stars. Searchers by Jim Harrison, from Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.